Hello, and welcome to my podcast. Today I will be explaining my opinion on why the local sustainable food chain would be the best option to feed the United States. To state my opinion, I would say that the local sustainable food chain would best feed the United States because this food system is able to provide a lot of food with the mass production of crops that comes from it. Also, this food system is better for farmers to earn money from being able to sell a large amount of crops. I believe it is best for the environment. I will now list the details to support my reasoning as well as provide evidence to prove my claim. To start, I would say that compared to the other food chains, the local sustainable food chain causes less damage to the environment. The hunter-gatherer food system, however, disturbs the environment. There are a couple ways that it destroys the environment. To list a few, you can say that it causes habitat loss, extinction of species, and overhunting. These should be obvious, though. To explain, hunter-gatherer involves interfering with wild vegetation. The purpose is often to promote the growth of a particular plant by sowing its seeds, mainly altering their habitat, but not as a good way. The overall point is to hunt down certain species for consumption. To explain the extinction of species, this has increased due to overhunting and illegal poaching. This information can be found on a hunting website on an article by Robin. To get into industrial organic, the farms cause pollution from fossil fuels. Unlike these, the local sustainable process is more natural, which is found on the Prezi from the name of Brendan Rice. Now I will be explaining my second reason. Local sustainable is better for farmers to earn money due to the healthiness and process of obtaining the product of food. To explain why, I will talk about how the process of farming slash gathering food works for other food chains. Beginning with the hunter-gatherer, finding animals to hunt may depend on different factors, one of these factors being seasons. Certain animals hibernate during the winter, or some only appear in summer, etc. Basically, the availability of food isn't any time. This information was found on the hunting article by Robin. Now, I will move on to the industrial organic food chain. When we're speaking about the healthiness of the product, the industrial food system doesn't rank very high. In this food chain, animals are fed GMO corn or genetically modified corn. This both affects the health of the animals it's fed and the consumer, which is us. People eat this without knowing what damages it could cause to our bodies and the diseases that we could catch. This was explained in The Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan, which says, feeding corn to a steer changes the chemistry of the rumen, making it acid and causing a kind of heartburn that in some cases can kill the animal, but usually just makes them sick, on page 72. Another quote from this book says, these animals have evolved to eat grass, but in a CAFO they are forced to eat corn, at considerable cost to their health, to the health of the land, and ultimately the health of us, their eaters. For my last argument, I will be responding to a counterclaim some might make against my claim. One could ask the question, but doesn't local sustainable use GMO crops, fertilizers, and pesticides? Also, doesn't it cause pollution from fossil fuels as well? The answer to this question is yes. However, this food chain uses the least of the above compared to the other food chains. Considering this claim is which food would best feed the United States, I think this is the best option. This information was found in a Prezi by Amaya Young. To conclude my podcast, I will summarize my claim. What should be taken away from this is that the local sustainable food chain would best feed the United States due to its easy production of crops from the most natural process and to help the economy from the money which becomes available to farmers.